Praise God. God is good. Amen. God is good. I don't know, something different to me. God is trying to tell me some things this morning to do something a little bit different. I don't know why, but I'm battling myself right now as I'm preparing myself to get to the Word of God. But God is telling me something this morning to the Church of New Hope Christian Assembly, but I'll be sensitive to His voice as I share from the Word of God this morning. As you have heard, there are some people who have passed on, and we want to continue praying for the families. Amen? We want to pray for the families. Are you with me this morning? Are you with me this morning? We should pray for one another. God designed us for us to be together. And He designed us to support each other, to pray for one another, and to love one another, and to pour our hearts to one another. Amen? So we want to continue praying for loved ones, our families, and our friends in the church. If you're the first time you're here with us, welcome to New Hope Christian Assembly. I just pray and I hope you enjoy the wonderful presence of God and the wonderful move of the Holy Spirit in this place this morning. This is just the beginning of the year. God will do great things in 2018. And it would only happen if we believe in it. If we don't believe in it, it's not going to happen anything. You know, God wants to see our heart ready to want to see things, want to see God move. God wants to move in our lives, but we want to be willing to accept that and to act in obedience and go for it. Amen? And I believe that God will do great things in our lives. So sometimes you might not see a big, dramatic change in our church after a year, but God does speak to every heart in this place. Amen? So, and we're still in the month of January. It's still a fresh vision and a fresh life, fresh light, a fresh way to start. January is all over the world, people preaching about the new beginnings and the fresh start and a new season. Those are important things, and I do want to share with you something still in the month of January, what I'm trying to lead, where we're trying to lead the church, and what God is trying to tell us for New Hope Christian Assembly. Amen? Now, did this ever happen to you? You're driving, and all of a sudden, your wife tells you, that's not the direction. And you, with stubbornness, you say, no, it's that direction. And then you're still driving, your wife goes, no, it's not that direction, it's this direction. Is it only happened to you? Like, it happens to me all the time. You know, like, I'm always wrong. Is my wife here this morning? Oh, she's here. You know what happened? It does happen to most of the men, it does happen that. We always think we're just right, and we always want to go one direction, and our wife just tells us to go the other direction. We're heading in the wrong place. Because then, you know, God uses someone beside you to tell you, or the instant, and there's someone says, no, it's that direction there. But this morning, what I'm trying to bring out forth here is what God is trying to head this church in 2018. And the only way we're going to go right to the direction where God wants us to go is as a whole, we're going to go into the right direction. We're not going to be struggling and going left or right and saying, no, this is the direction. No, this is that direction. Or it's backwards or it's forward. No, together we're going to head forward into the direction where God wants us to go. Amen? Do we believe that? Because if you're going to struggle on left and right, you're not going to go anywhere. You can have that the ride with your wife. It's going to be a bad ride. If you're going to just conflict and have a little problem and say, this is that direction and that direction, and you just, no. But together, God, what is trying to tell us here individually where God wants us to lead, and as a corporate, as a church, where God wants us to lead. And I want to share my heart to you. I still have some time because it's 2018 in January. Month of February, we're going to start a series called On One Another. Love one another, forgive one another, care for one another. We're going to talk about that in the month of February. But today I want to take this opportunity to go that direction. And I titled Heading It in the Right Direction. The only way you and I are going to succeed in life is we're going to head in the right direction. Because if you don't head in the right direction, one day you're going to hit that hole and you're going to go 10 feet down. And I pray that God will help us through the scriptures this morning to give us the right words, to give us His points, to give us His words for our life so we can hit the right direction and go where God called us to be. Psalm 67 verses 1 to 7. We're going to read that together as you turn to your Bibles. Just leave it there. I'm not going to read it at this moment. Psalm 67 is it to help in a direction to, we call this the true north. It's a passage that helps us go back to direction where we need to go. And some of us this morning are going in the wrong direction. And I want to share with God's word. Please be sensitive to the voice of God. Please be sensitive to the word of God. And try to follow what God is trying to tell you. He wants to lead you to direction, the right direction, so you can have success in your life. All of us know there are times we will lose our direction. We know that because in Hebrews chapter 2 verse 1, we must pay the most careful attention, therefore, that to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away. Many of us have lost and drifted away. Many of us know some son or a daughter who have drifted away because they have lost that course. They have lost it and they forgot to follow the direction what God has called them to be. They focus on something else instead of what God was trying to tell their hearts. And it happens all over the world. The people are drifted away from the presence of God. People are drifted away from the house of God. People are drifted away into this world because they lost focus. And this morning we're going to look at something extremely important as an individual and as a corporate. Without the constant help of the Holy Spirit, we are going to go in the wrong direction. Church, I'm going to say that. Without the Holy Spirit, you are not going anywhere. The Holy Spirit is the one who guides us. And if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you don't know where you're going. I believe that we all want to go in the right direction this morning. Many times we go one direction, but God tells us, no, this is the direction you got to go. Does that happen to you? You, your life, you, your conscience, you yourself, you say, I want to go this direction. I want to go this place. But God says, no, this is the direction you got to go because I know the outcome of that direction. Yes, it's a new season. But it's a new season also in ministry for the church. And my desire this morning is that to set a clear direction for our church. The truth is that I want to be healed, headed in the right direction. I want my children to go in the right direction. I want my family to go in the right direction. I want this church to go in the right direction. And we got to be sensitive to what God is trying to tell us to go into the right direction. Is that your prayer? Do you want your children to go in the right direction? Do you want your family to go in the right direction? But I can tell you one thing. Yes, we all want our children and our family to go in the right direction, but then we have a hard time to go to church. That's pretty strong. You get is what you want. If you want something, you go for it. If you want your family to serve the Lord, you do your best, your ultimate best to go to the direction where God has called you to go. If He tells you to seek the face of God, you seek the face of God. If He tells you to fast, you fast. If He tells you to pray, you pray. Oh, I want to see the move of God in my family, in my life. But you go to church one time for 365 days a year. Lord, help us. How are you going to hear from God if the Holy Spirit is not with you? We can't do that. There is no whatsoever reason that this church should be empty. Why do I say that? Because I'll bring out a point this morning to you. And I want to challenge every one of you, including myself. This morning is not just for you, it's even for me. It was when I was studying Psalm 67. I want to know where God wants us to go. And Psalm 67 should help us individually and as a church in practical ways. This morning there are three practical ways that I want to bring forth. But let's read Psalm 67 before. Psalm 67 verse 1. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make His face shine on us. Just stop there for a moment because I'm going to dissect it and dig into that word later on is when we're going to get there. That was the deepest prayer from David right there. He was asking for God's blessing to be upon his life and to make His face shine on us. It's a prayer, it's a corporate prayer. But the reason why it's not for his personal gain, because the answer is a number two. So that, here's the key. so that your ways will be known on earth. Wow! It wasn't his personal gain. He prayed for a relationship with God. He prayed, God, show me thy face, that light. It's not for me, so people may know who you are. That's an amazing prayer. And many times we pray and say, God, show your face upon my life. Show me, I want this, I want this. It's good to pray that way. But verse 2 is the key, so that your ways be known on earth. It was all about to engage yourselves in the missions to go out and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ so that person can enjoy the joy of Jesus in their life. Verse 2, so that your ways will be known on earth. Your salvation among the nations. Here it is. May the people praise you. God, may all the peoples praise you. Verse 4. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for the rule of the peoples will equity and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, and may all the peoples praise you. Look at the repetitive praise you. Verse 6. The land yields its harvests. God, our God, blesses us. May God bless us still, so that all the ends of the earth will fear him. If you want to be headed in the right direction this morning, as an individual and as a church, we must keep on seeking God's face. That's the base, and that's the number one thing that you and I need to have. If you want to go in the right direction, you must have this communication and seek the face of God daily upon your life. Seeking the Lord means seeking his presence. Is a common translation of Hebrew word face. We must keep on seeking God's face. In communication words are not the only thing important, but also the tone is important. Now, if I want to use an illustration of someone in this place here, Stacy goes up to Quentin and tells Quentin before he's heading out to go to work and tells Quentin, can you please, before you go to work, can you take the garbage and put it on the side of the road? That's one way of saying a communication. The tone is different. But then there's another way. Say, Quentin, come on. You know, please take the garbage before you go to work and put it outside on the road. Same words, but two different tones. I can tell you what direction is heading that night. It's not going to be a good night. Because he's going to say, what kind of, what's that? That's your tone? No. Communication is important, but the tone, the way we say things are extremely important too. God communicates his word to us, but there are times his tone is for us is differently to make us reflect and make us think. Make us understand what he's trying to tell us. You don't say it because you're upset. Stacy does not say it because she's upset, because maybe Quentin wasn't paying attention. And Stacy goes, come on, put the garbage there. As humans, then when 6 o'clock comes and we're home, then all of a sudden Quentin's going to say, you better watch your mouth next time with me. Two different meanings. Same words, but different meanings. And I believe we all know that direction that evening would end up being. Probably a little conflict. Two, tone always matters. It is about how you say it. In the Bible, we see that way it's communicated, the words and the tone of it. In the scriptures, we also see the tone, how it's written. Here we see in verse 3, may all the peoples praise you. In verse 5, may all the peoples praise you. And then in verse 7, so that all the ends of the earth will fear him. If we read Psalm 67, you'll begin to see the tone is that one of the passionate plead. It's a prayer of a deepest desire, the heart of a prayer. As most of the Psalms, we see it's a cry of the heart. But what the psalmist is expressing here, is the deepest desire, a longing to experience more God in verse 1. That's what he's trying to do, a desire to see God pour out his blessing upon his people, not upon only his life, but upon the people. The psalm is a passionate plea. So it is the Lord, even this morning, is a passionate plea upon our lives this morning. He is pleading with us with a passionate voice. To hear us, he wants us to hear, and to hear us, what he's trying to tell us. The first thing he's trying to say to you and I, if you want to go in the right direction, you must seek my face. You cannot do without the face of God. May be God gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine on us. It is a prayer of grace and blessing that God might show us favor, his compassion, his kindness, that God might demonstrate his patience and his forgiveness in our lives. And in the second part of that, it says, make his face shine on us. So in this deepest prayer, God would turn his face towards his people instead of turning away. I need the face of God in my direction. Because if the face of God is not in my direction, we're not going, we don't know where we're going anymore. But we need the presence of God daily. So it might plead as God, I want to see thy face. I want to be in thy presence. I want to be with you daily, oh God. Because when I know that I'm with you, I know the direction where you want me to be, God. And now I can lead my life individually, and I can lead my family to the right place, the family of God, to the direction where God wants us to be. Many of us have lost our direction because they have lost the time in the presence of God. Daily, we need to spend time in the presence of God and seek his face and make his face shine on us. Bible tells us, cast me not away from thy presence. David said, don't cast me away from thy presence. Because if I am not in your presence, I am lost. If I'm not in your presence, I don't know where I'm going anymore. But I need your presence. Cast me not away from thy presence, but renew a right spirit within me. That's the prayer that we should have daily. Cast me not away from thy presence. But Lord, I want your face to shine on me. So when the face of God, when his presence is in your life, when you're with the presence of God, when you spend time with him, now you've been worked on your life. The love of God is in your life. His patience comes in. His compassion comes in. All these great things of God will come into your life. And then it's not because of a personal gain. It's to bring forth to the community and bring them to lead them to Jesus Christ. It's for our families. How are we going to lead our family if we don't seek the presence of God? Lord, help us. We've become a generation of just feeling good in the churches, getting goosebumps on our arms and our bald headed. But those feeling goods and goosebumps will not bring you anywhere. It's when you seek the face of God that it will lead you to the right direction. This prayer is to turn your face and let it shine on us. In Psalms 4:6, it says, many, Lord, are asking, who will bring us prosperity? Let your light shine. Let the light of your face shine on us. We see David's prayer for the Lord is to bless us the same way. Let the light of your face shine. It was a common expression for favor. Once again, even David in Psalm 13:1, he says, how long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? And in this introduction we see here, how long, in other words, don't forget me. Please don't ignore me. That's the prayer that we should have daily with God. Don't forget me, Lord. I know I am a sinner. I know I can turn away. I know that I make mistakes. But Lord, please don't forget me. Because I need your face daily in my life. I need your presence in my life. And I can tell you one thing today is I know many of us here this morning are going through the darkest time of their life. And the only way that you're going to get through those things, those darkest times of your life, is when you seek the presence of God. is when you bow down before Him and you plead with your heart that says, please don't turn away from me. Don't forget me, Lord. But I need you to go through what I am going through this morning. Psalm 31:16. Let your face shine on your servant. Then it says, save me in your unfailing love. As we go back to Psalm 67:1, it says, may God be gracious to us and bless us and look on us. And another version says, look on us with favor. How many of us want the favor of God? We all want the favor of God. That's the deepest prayer. Let your favor be on me, Lord. Let your favor be in my family, Lord. Let your favor be upon this church, Lord. Because without the favor of the Lord, without your approval, without your stamp, Lord, I am not going anywhere. I need your favor, Lord, on my side. I don't need the favor of man and tap him on my shoulder. Though it's important to encourage one another, but I need the favor of God upon my life. And how do we get the favor of God? Is when you seek the presence of God. Is when you seek His face daily. What is this favor? The best definition of the word favor is demonstrated delight. The favor of God can be described as tangible evidence that a person has the approval of the Lord. Well, the psalmist is saying here, God, we want your attention. We want your approval. We want your face towards us. We want to know that you're looking at us, that you're with us and not against us, Lord. Lord, help us to go to the direction where you want us to go. It's wonderful to know that we have a God who's looking us with favor. What a wonderful thing that we have a confidence, that we have this confidence that God, the God of the universe, has His eyes gazed towards us, towards His people. His eyes is towards us and His ear is attentive to your cry. He's attentive to your prayers. A God who's watching us, that He wants us to come to Him with His blessings and grace and favor upon your life. And if you are a follower of Jesus Christ this morning, and you are united with Him, and you trust Him as your personal Savior, and follow Him by faith, the reality is that all God's favor is on your life already. God does not do half things. The moment you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, He has sealed you. He has stamped you. He has given you the favor upon your life. He has given you the blessings upon your life. And at times we forget about this, but God has already blessed you. That's the lie of the enemy who comes in your life and tells you you have nothing. You are zero. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Because the moment you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, all the blessings and the favor of God is on your life. Put that Satan back in his place. You stamp on him and say, you don't belong here anymore, because I know that the blessings of God is upon me, because I know that the favor of God is on me. You stamp that Satan and you put him down and say, I am a child of God. And believe that you are the child of God the moment you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Why do I say that? It's not just my words. We can look at Ephesians 1:3. Praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with what? Every spiritual blessing. The moment you have accepted Christ, every spiritual blessing in heavens came upon your life and in my life. Verse 6. To the praise of His glorious grace that He favored us within the Beloved. Then verse 8, that He's lavished on us with all the wisdom and understanding. Talking about you and I this morning, the moment you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Go on. There's another verse there, if I put it up there. Verse 13, when you have heard the message of the truth, here it is, brothers and sisters, the gospel of your salvation, and when you believed in Him, you were also sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. The day you have accepted Christ, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord, do you realize that it's possible for you and I to have more grace? Yes. Do you realize for you and I to have more blessings? Yes. More of the favor of God upon your life? Yes. That you already have? Yes, He'll give you more. Not because we deserve it, because Jesus deserved it, but God, in His grace, chose to treat you like a son. Psalm 67 is pointing forward because of the last verse. In the last verse it says, God will bless us. By faith, the psalmist believing that there are time in which we all be united with Christ, that all of God's blessings belongs on us. If you're living with a sense that God is always frowning you, or even the sense that He's disappointing you, or even that sense that He's trying to bring you down, but I can assure you, you're not hearing from the Lord. That is a lie from the pit of hell. God's blessing, the reality is God's blessings in you, so believe it and walk in it. Walk in it. The primary way to know if someone knows the Lord is not or Lord or not is the way we have the hunger and thirst for righteousness. You don't have to look far and far away. You can look around your settings. You can look around your home. If there is no thirst and hunger for the things of God, they are far away. Because when you are thirsty and hungry for the things of God, and you're looking for that righteousness, then you know that they're going in the right direction. But if someone is not hungry or thirsty for the things of God, they're going in the wrong direction. Lord, help us. Lord, help us. Lord, help us. Psalm 27:4, this is the desire of David, says, I have asked one thing from the Lord. It is what I desire, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, gazing on the beauty of the Lord. Here it is. In seeking Him in His temple. One thing I ask of you, Lord. What is that one thing this morning for you? Is it to be in the presence of God? Is it to be, have that desire to dwell in the presence of God, to be there and to hear from Him? Remember the first week we spoke about, the January we spoke about pressing on. And then we looked at spiritual maturity. We looked at a way walk worthy. We looked at a way as a, don't be drunken, but be filled by the Spirit of God. Do you remember that message? And it says, flee from the all ungodly controls, but be controlled by the Spirit of God. What is your prayer this morning? Is it that this morning? Is it you want to seek the face of God? If that's your prayer this morning, so do so. Go for it. Go for it. You know, I was going to say something this morning, but I kept it to myself because I am not sure if it's my flesh or God. And I'm going to wait a little bit more to see if you can confirm it with me as I share from the Word of God. Then in Psalm 27, verse 7 and 8, it says, Lord, hear my voice when I call. Be gracious to me. Answer me. My heart says this about you. You are to seek my face, Lord, and I will seek your face. Even though all the blessings are given to us, we as the people of God still longing for a greater experience of the Lord. Are you satisfied where you're at today? I'm not. I want more of Him. We don't just sing because for the fun of it or for the people around to hear us sing loud. I sing because I want more of Him. I read the Bible because I want more of Him. I have prayer because I want more of Him. I spend time with fellowship of brothers and sisters because I want more of Him. I want more of Him in my life. So when I have more of Him in my life, I know the direction where God does want me to be. This is an expression to say, how can the blind lead the blind? If you're in the wrong direction, you can't lead them to the right direction. You got to be in the right direction first. Even though all our blessings are given to us, we still want longing for a greater experience. In other words, what we're saying is this: God, we want you. We want you manifested. We want your present. We want you working. We want you active. We want you stirring in our hearts. That is my prayer. New Hope Christian Assembly, we don't need a visionary leader. Though it's important. We don't need the best elegant preacher. We don't need a preacher who comes here and has those big elegant words. But what you and I need this morning is an outpouring of the presence of God, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, more in this place, more than ever before. That's what I'm looking for. More of the anointing of God upon this place. More of the pouring of the Holy Spirit, more of His presence, because when we have the presence of God and the anointing of God, now I know where to go. We're looking too much at methods. It's simple. Seek the face of God. Seek His face. Oh Lord, and He will direct us to the right path. Church, the first thing in 2018, as a whole and as individual, we are going to seek the face of God. Are you with me this morning? We're going to seek the face of God together. And not only that, is when you seek the face of God, it will bring me to the point that the second point of this morning is when we seek the face of God together, that's the one thing that we must know. We know that we're going to the right direction. Another key note, principal way that you know you're going to the right direction is if we keep focus on God's mission. It's not just about us. It's about people. People, people, it's not about me. It's not about you. That prayer was what? So that I'm praying to seek the face of God, to make your face shine on my life, so that you may know on earth your salvation among the nations. Do you get that? The word "that" is important. And if you have a cry for God, it would automatically, if that cry you have for God, it would automatically spread the gospel to the ends of the earth. You cannot be silent. And our desire is that our community, or this community, Bonnie Doon, may know Christ. And whatever it takes, whatever investment it should take, and whatever person that you even know that is far away, whatever it takes, church, we're going to go that direction, and we're going to gauge into missions and lead them to Jesus Christ as the personal Savior. Why do we have to grow fat in the church and enjoy the presence of God but not bring it out? It does not make sense why churches are becoming empty. Because if you have that joy with the Lord and you met God and you're in the presence of God, automatically should come. Invite a friend. Invite a family. Invite a son. Go out and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Invite them to church. Allow them to come here. Don't you worry. Don't be embarrassed of the colors. Don't be embarrassed of the church. Don't be embarrassed of the person who sits beside you. But believe in the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit moves, people's lives are transformed by the power of God. We're so content in what we're doing in our lives, and we forget about the purpose. God prepared it that way for you to meet Christ. Is when you met Christ and saved you. It's not just to stop right there. It's for you to go out and pour out your love to the people around you. That was His prayer. So that they may know on earth salvation among all nations. Oh, Pastor, I'm too old. I can't walk. I don't have the good words like you. I don't have all the answers. If you're going to have all those excuses, we're never going to go anywhere. But when you are guided by the Holy Spirit and just say the word love, or just say the word Jesus, everything changes. Because it's not us, but it's the person who's in us. that will share the love of Christ to someone. Keep focus on God's mission. So they may know on earth, let all the people praise you, produce this harvest, and the ends of the earth will fear him. Verse 7. It is true that the Bible always instructs us to Christ, and we see the gospel in every single passage, but I'm thankful that this passage is about God. It's not about only us, it's about God. My fear is that when our desire for God is centerless, we actually forget how focused on people God actually is. God speaks about people all the time in the scriptures. It is true that the gospel is focused on God, but the gospel is good news for half people, for all people. For all people. New Hope Christian Assembly, we're going to be God's people. We are God's people. We have to be people people. We got to be people people. The first thing we got to do when someone enters into our church is a people people. Don't think about yourself. Take that effort and think about that person who walked through that doors. Because that person can be transformed by the power of God just because of your handshake. That's my goal, is to see a church. Wouldn't you love it? That if you invite your son and you invite your son and you invite your daughter and you invite your spouse to the kingdom of God, to church, and all together in this place with a loud voice singing, wow. Wouldn't that be beautiful? Why can it not happen here? There's no reason why it cannot happen. If we have Christ, if we have that love, if we're seeking his presence, it's not just for your personal gain. It's allow someone else can see Christ through you. I would love to go in the 1980s again. I'm still young, but I would be a teenager at that time. But the time that the church were filled, not because of a program, not because of the best whatever person that came there, no. Because the people of God were so hungry to seek the face of God. Do you remember those times? I can never forget. There was excitement. There was joy. They didn't look if the guy danced or not. They didn't look if he was crying or not. I really don't care if you look at me if I'm crying or not. Because I'm my goal is to go that direction. And to go the direction of God. That's where I want to go. So church, if you have to kneel, kneel. If you have to worship, worship. Do not worry about people because that person is not bringing me to heaven. It's Christ himself. Christ himself. So church, together in 2018, we're going to focus in seeking the face of God. And the second thing, we're going to focus what? Into the missions. We're going to go into this community. We're going to do some outreaches of end. We're going to do some things. You say, don't come to me and say, that doesn't happen. It's very hard. We can find ways that are good. But if God, that is the intent. God wants us to do things like that. So people can hear the gospel. No, but only one person came last year. Doesn't matter. But that one person is much more important than anything else. Remember, the church works if every church member works. It's not just a selective group of people. I will do my job. Pastoring and leading and counseling, whatever you want. You do your job investing time with them, inviting them for a coffee, inviting them to church, investing people's lives, encouraging people. And then we can see this space packed. Not for the glory of man, but for the glory of God. Amen? It's for his glory. And I know I can just talk to everyone, and you could probably just reflect now, and there's someone in your life that is so far away from God. And I tell you the number one reason. Must be connected to God's people. When someone accepts Jesus Christ as the personal Savior, they're going to say, I don't need to go to church. The head needs to be with the body. The arms needs to be with the body. God designed it that way. You and I cannot do it alone. We need the body of Christ to encourage one another, to be built with one another, to pray for one another, to uplift one another. If that person is not beside you and it's 2 weeks that is here, that person is not here for a month or 2 months or 3 months, I tell you what direction they're going. They're going to direction of failure. Because they didn't take church as serious. When something else becomes more important than church, we're going in the wrong direction. Oh, Pastor, I was so tired. It was the day of the Lord. And you know, the day of the Lord is a day of rest. So I cannot come to church. I'm going to stay home and rest today. It is the day of the Lord, isn't it? One excuse. Oh, Pastor, oh, I can't make it today. Then next week, I can't come because it's a football game. It's a soccer game. Oh, I can't come because I was out all week and I missed that Sunday. And then the next week comes again, and the next week comes again. We find excuses and excuses and excuses all the time. And you see what's happening into your life. You're drifting away and you walk away from the things of God. That's what happens. We find excuses over excuses. That's why we, as individuals, we should encourage each other. Where are you, sister? Is everything okay, sister? Can I pray for you? Is everything okay, Audrey? I didn't see you for the last 4 weeks or something like that. Encourage that person because it's so easy to fall through that crack. And people have this excuse, oh, church, I can do it at home. Let me tell you something, you're going in the wrong direction. If someone is watching right now on live, I can tell you right now, if you've never been into the house of God and you're not with the people of God, you are going in the wrong direction. You are going to fail. And I will say with all my heart, because God designed it that way. The family belongs together. The family of God, the body belongs together. You cannot be separate. You got to be together to encourage one another, to put our shoulder together and say, I'm with you, brother. That's what God wants us to be. But we take it so lightly. We miss week after week after week after week. And then, oh, Pastor, why am I going through a hard time in life? Because something else has become more important than church. Oh, Lord, help us. I'm not here to offend anybody. I'm not here to hurt anybody. I'm sharing from the Word, and I'm sharing from my heart, because I was that person who said that excuse, oh, I'm not going this week, or I'm not going next week, or I'm not going the following week, because. But I seen myself drift away from the things of God. Because I found excuses over excuses over excuses. We see in Acts, oh Lord, in the upper room together they waited for the Spirit of God. You cannot be at your home place for that one day and the 2 weeks and the 3 weeks. You're missing out the important things of the instructions of God. When they were in the upper room, there were 120 people, and they said, wait for a moment before you go preach, before you go heal the sick. Wait for a moment. Wait for the power of the Holy Spirit to come on your life. And when the power of the Holy Spirit comes on your life, then you can go out and preach. And 3,000 men and women became to know Jesus Christ as a personal Savior, because as the body together sought the face of God. Someone went there and they were just so anxious. They wanted to go out. No, wait. Wait for the most important thing of your life is the Spirit of God in the person's life. Oh Lord, help us. We must stay connected, committed to the church. And I've said this, and I have counseled many people, why is this happening to me? Why all these things? And I ask those basic questions to them. Are you living in sin? Do you have any bitterness or unforgiving spirit? Did you offend someone, or someone offended you? And the list can go on. But the question should be this: how is your involvement in the church? People at times don't want to get involved because they don't want to be bothered. And they think they can sneak out of the things of God. They think sneak out in the church. But you're finding a way out for disaster. Because God designed it for you to have relationship with Him, to preach the gospel, and to be involved in the church of God. He designed it that way. He didn't design just to sit on a pew. But Pastor, like I said before, I don't know how to say things. Just your smile can change someone's life. But when we start seeing my son or daughter's soccer or figure skating classes are more important than that, or bad week or so forth, we're heading in some direction. Every one of us are heading in some direction or not. Every one of us here are going one direction. Which direction is it? I don't know. You have to examine that and say, am I going the right direction? Am I going where God wants me to be? But not just... So begin as a new year. Begin as a fresh start. Encourage your family. Encourage your friends to come back to Christ. Encourage them to come to church, to a musical night, to a drama, to a service. Encourage them. The only thing they can say is yes or no. But encourage. Are you willing to come and spend time with us? One thing. Everyone is going one direction. We all are going somewhere, right or wrong. We are all going somewhere. What direction are you going this morning? Some of us here, think of it for a moment. Ponder this. Don't you want your son? Don't you want your daughter? Don't you want your niece or your nephew? Or your uncle or aunt or even a friend to be beside you and to worship the Lord together. But we must go to the direction of what God wants us to go first. First seek His face. Then do the invitation and bring them to church. Very simple. 2018 is going to pass fast. And I don't want to repeat this message like this, and sometimes we need to repeat it. But I believe by faith, if we all do our part, this place is filled. I believe that. Do you believe that with me? I remember last church that I was ministering at, there was this young girl so brave. She used to put me in bad positions at times, bad places, but like my back right to the wall. We used to have a Bible study, and it's like 70 people that came to the Bible study. But she used to just walk out before coming to church. She used to go out on the streets and pick up people who are living on the streets and bring them in into the service on a Wednesday night service. Just lead them in. You have 4 or 5 homelessness inside there. And I go, oh Lord, I got to change my study. She didn't care. She just wanted them to be in the house of God so they can hear from the Word of God. It was a young girl. Little of experience with the Lord. But she had passion. Where's our passion? Mothers, fathers, if you want your son and daughters to go in the right direction, lead the example. Be involved. Go to church on a regular basis. Don't find excuses over excuses for your kids, because what's going to happen, they're going to grow up and find excuses and excuses. But lead them. You see, you know something? Yeah, you might be tired. You'll sleep after. Let's go to church. You'll wake up with the juice downstairs. Or some kids are going to be yelling downstairs. Don't worry, you'll wake up. Come. Invite them. Do your best to do it. If you want to lead them the right direction, you got to lead. You got to lead yourself. So that is my prayer for you. I'll have the music team come forward this morning. I know I did speak a little bit longer than I intended to. But think about your life this morning. As the music team come forward, please. Think about your life. Not someone else. Just your life for a moment. And if God is speaking to you and is wanting to change your direction, now is the time to change. Now is the time to respond. Not tomorrow, now. And in a moment, we're going to sing a song, Your Alpha and Omega. Can we do that again, please? Church, are you with me this morning? Don't fall asleep on me. We're almost done. We are going to sing a song, and after that, we're going to be some time to respond. And if God is stirring in your heart to make your way and say, I want to spend time in the presence of God, make your way front. Don't worry about anybody. You say, you know something? Yes, God, I want to start 2018 seeking your face. And just allow him to minister into your life. Calling to be more faithful in the one area. There's 3 points that are shared out. Making changing the course. Maybe you are not even on the course today. And if you're not even on that course and you haven't even accepted Christ, I encourage you to take that step. And say, you know something? I'm hearing this Jesus all the time in my life. People around me talk about Jesus. But I want to make that decision, God. I'm going to make that decision to follow you and to see who this Jesus really is. And if you are that person today, I encourage you as we sing this song to come forward and ask God to come into your heart. Maybe you have never trusted Jesus and you never trusted him and you have never accepted him. Today is the day. Now is the day. But I know if God is stirring in your heart in one of the areas that we spoke about, now is the time to respond. Not later. It's today. Because God's word is being preached to us. Do you want your life to go in the right direction? Please come as we sing this song, Your Alpha and Omega. Don't wait. Don't spend time. Just come forth and say, I want to spend time in the presence of God this morning. Come, church. Is that your desire this morning? Is that your desire this morning? Let this house be a house of prayer, seeking the face of God together. And let me tell you something, if you take that step of faith this morning, God will reward you, God will bless you, God will enlighten you, God will help you, God will strengthen you, God will give you the wisdom you need. God will give you the knowledge you need. God will give you the direction you need. God will give you everything that you need. When you seek the face of God, seek him with all your heart. And if you seek him with your heart, you will find him. Come on, church. I don't believe. Let's all stand for a moment. I cannot believe this morning that there are people here that don't have a hunger for God this morning. If you have a hunger for God this morning, start it well. Now is the time to seek the face of God. Together we're going to focus. Together we're going to go ahead. Put your pride down for a moment and seek the face of God.
We worship
you. Oh Lord, help us to be sensitive to your voice, to be sensitive to your word. Forgive us, Lord, if we have hardened our hearts. But Lord, today I want to seek your face more and more than ever before, oh God. Sing it one more time, you are Alpha. Hallelujah. Jesus. Maybe some of you have not spent time with God this past week and you're longing for more of him. Take the time this morning. Take the time to seek him. Take the time to call upon his name this morning. Hallelujah.
Lord, 'cause you